All right, Pick We're back for Pick Elbows and Dives. Parak Bat Mishnah Yud Bat to 12. Give me 1 second. Right. Let us begin, shall we? Rabbi Yossi says, let the property of your friend be as precious unto you as your own. What exactly does that mean? What exactly does is the meaning of Yehima? What the property of your friend be as precious as your own property? Is this V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha part two? What exactly, we're going to go through the Mefarshim in a moment, but what exactly is the meaning of this? Is it the same meaning as V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha? Is it the same meaning as V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha? Why are we mentioning this again? Is it because there is a different context? Just some things to think about as we continue. Bartanura. Bartanura. I prefer Merlot. That, for those who know, Bartanura is also a wine company. So the Bartanura actually doesn't refrain from mentioning this. However, the Vilna Gaon says he's called a Vakai Harucha to lift our spirits and understand. Understand how precious something that may not be precious to you is. For example, some people have a precious family heirloom. It could be a ugly golden vase. It could be what the most ugliest lamp, which we have in our house, my great grandmother's, the most ugliest lamp possible. But yet, it's a family heirloom. It's from Grandma Greer's apartment, and therefore, we have to have it. It's the ugliest looking thing. So perhaps what the Vilna Gaon is saying was that if we treat our friends properly, precious, like our ugly family heirlooms that are precious to us, that others are like, why the heck is this here? This is like the ugliest looking lamp. Perhaps we will have a better understanding of Meshinat Chinam. As Rabbana Blessed Memory stated, the it's et cetera. The son of the pasuk will not move from your mouth and from the mouth of your seed and from the mouth of the seed of your seed, your son, your grandson, your great grandson. Yossi comes to let us know. These are the plan when he prepares himself for it. Then to be established unto him more than another. But if not, then not. Rabbeinu Yaina. The money of your friend should be as dear to you as your own. Where did money get into this? The one thing, what is one item that everyone could agree is one of the main issues of Kina, jealousy, the almighty green dollar, the dollar bill. Rav Omer's coming up. I recommend you listen to Dollar Building, which she asked. And I'm going to bring it up here because it holds true. The stone dollar bill is about a dollar bill in the streets of Yerushalayim, and everybody's reaching for the dollar bill. And the Sefer Torah is thinking, it's like, here in the promised land, in the land of Israel, Sukhoi Shinar Yisrael, should always all kind of be there. The Karav Amash. One of Israel. Dollar bill, said I, coming from America, there's nothing I can't buy. And the dollar bill walks into the synagogue, and he says to Sefer Torah, now tell me, who are you? And Sefer Torah says, I am the Holy Torah, and everything I say is true. And the dollar bill basically says back to the Torah, then why do people not run after you? Why do we run after a dollar bill, not a Torah? Because we're cheap. We run after the dollar when we could run after the Torah. We could run after the truth. We probably missed Kriyas HaTorah for 4 to 5 weeks now, depending on where we are, 6, 7, depending on where we are. How we yearn to listen to the words of Kriyas HaTorah. But some people yearn more to go back to stores and spend money. The biggest talk this week was an amazing save today. Amazing savings is reopening. Great. More time to spend money. But perhaps, has anyone thought about the fact that we still cannot hear a proper Kriyas HaTorah, a proper Torah leaning? We cannot look into a Torah scroll. We cannot sing, as some shuls do every Shabbos, we're putting away the Torah, Eitz Chaim Yimamach Hazikin Bo. There's nothing better than the Tree of Life. Eitz Chaim Yimamach Hazikin Bo. V'simcheha Me'yishar, Darcheha Darchinam V'chol Yisirtah Shalom. Those who follow the Torah and the teachings within it. Is there nothing more sweeter than the singing of Eitz Chaim while putting away the Torah? How I miss it. And yet some, and I fall into this category as well. So, wow, Amazing Savings is open. That's great. Amazing Savings is open. But yet, we still can't have a proper Kriyas HaTorah. Still can't come together in a daven. So I think, especially during this time, this one line, four words, the Kayem Bo Mesopa Avaz, of the Rini Yonah, that the money of your friend should be abstained to you as your own to fulfill the command of its owner, which is to fulfill the command of the Melech Malchei HaMalachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'nai Shabbat Shemayim, the Father of Heaven. And learn the Torah. Murder's Torah. So Hatika Rafachim Lomar Torah, make yourself fit to study Torah. She'enu Yerusha Lacha, for we're not the Israel inheritance. What does that mean? As Jews, isn't learning Torah already by inheritance? I mean, as Orthodox Jews, don't we have to study Torah? We have to study Torah, but we also have the Chira. So because we will, we could choose not to learn Torah. So, I heard from Rabbi Eli J. Mansour, Rabbi Eli Mansour, one of the little times that was Zocha to hear him speak in public in his the Safar Shul in Flappers. And he said one line that emanates through my skin, which is the line of Torah Imayim Chaim. Torah is like the water that sustains life. Everything else is reopening right now, Rabotai. We can't have a proper Kriyas Torah. So the least we could do is learn Torah, learn Chumash, Gemara, Navi, Susan. Mishnayos, any type of learning. So it's not all about Gemara. I actually frown upon those that say Gemara is everything. Gemara is actually Torah Shabbat, Shabbat, Peh. Tanakh is Torah Ketav. And yet, a lot of the more right-wing yeshivot, although they do a very nice job, Darchei, which is where I went, one of them, and I love Darchei, and I'm proud of alumni in Darchei, but one of the things that bothered me was that certain yeshivot did not teach, they do not teach Tanakh to the level that Tanakh should. Because if you look at the Gemara, where they quote a Pasuk, or if you look in the Mishnah, where a Pasuk is quoted, and then you go, let's say it's Yeshayahu, and you talk about the time period, you know the time period, you can understand a lot better why the Gemara is saying what the Gemara is saying. So Tanakh is a very good resource. Any type of Torah is good. And your actions should be the Shem Shemayim for the sake of heaven. Isn't that obvious? Unfortunately, a lot of people do mitzvot and chesed for their own name. Look at what I did! I went today! Like, you have people, I one time went into a Beis Midrash, not saying what's wrong, because it has a very good name and they do wonderful things. But I was coming off the train of Farakwai. There's many yeshivot in Farakwai. You could guess that. And I had an appointment in Farakwai. So I couldn't go to Bayswater, which is where I live, small town, a suburb of Farakwa, the nicer part of Farakwa. And I walk into the Beis Midrash, and lo and behold, there's four people learning, and they're yelling. What are they learning? I don't know what they're learning. Where in a Gemara is there an argument between if pajamas is pronounced pajamas or pajamas? Me being very upset, took out a chumash and began to learn in the back. Those two people came over to me and said, why are you learning chumash? I said, chumash is also Torah. And they're like, well, our rebbeim tell us only to learn Gemara. And I said, I would like to speak to your rabbi. They're like, I don't know. They just didn't expect that answer from me. Any type of learning is good if you do it lishma. These people clearly were learning just to show that they were learning. And when they saw me opening and to the point that they were screaming on top of their lungs, pajamas or pajamas? And when I was looking from an interlinear chumash, that was a problem. Any learning is good. There is nothing sweeter than Torah. And with the Zocha, if Mashiach Tzidkenu greet us, b'mheira b'yaminu, amen, sava, shel amalot, esainai, oharen, miyayin, yavau, esri, Esri meyem Adonai Osei Shamayin Vaharet Ayyidei Yomot Rechlaf Yayanim Zomrach Ideally in every place we throw out that Shabbat Shabbat Yom Yaka Yom Shabbat Shabbat Kaka Yoreach Vavai Vah Yitrach Mikora Yishmar Yitrach Ubiyacha, man, it's a bit of a ha. Would you resolve to see each other in your slime and learn together tomorrow as well as singing Barak? Amen.